This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That human sacrifice is a thing of the past. We don't do human sacrifice anymore. Maybe we do. I don't know. Maybe we should check with Planned Parenthood on that. Or perhaps this graphic is a little more hitting to the core of things right now. Because it's now official out of Taiwan. They're admitting it, at least. I would say that there's zero chance Taiwan is the only country experiencing this. They may just be the only country being honest about it. More people in Taiwan are dying from the vaccine than from COVID. Now, if you follow InfoWars, if you listen every day, you know myself, Alex, Harrison Smith, our guests, everybody, we cover this every day. And so every time I see, you know, stacks of these stories, it's like, well, do I cover this again at the risk of being redundant? Well, yes, I do, because nobody else is going to cover it. It's very important. 21-year-old fully vaccinated student dies of COVID as breakthrough cases continue to climb. So are they really dying from COVID? Or are they dying from side effects from the vaccine? Because if the COVID vaccine gives you COVID and then you test positive for COVID when you die, well, then you died of COVID when it could be something else. Or is it just the official NIH protocols that are killing people that just happen to be vaccinated? Because it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. The NIH protocols of remdesivir and then blowing your lungs out on a ventilator are going to kill you no matter what. That's what they did to this young boy, 21 years old. Who was, he looks like a bodybuilder. He was studying fitness and exercise. And, you can tell from the pictures of him. I mean, the guy looks like he was a professional bodybuilder or something. And so, of course, he goes into the hospital. They put him into a coma, put him on a ventilator, and then he's gone. I can't believe this is happening. I've had the doctors on months ago saying this is exactly how they're killing people. And there's a reason why 99% of COVID deaths are in hospitals. It's not a coincidence. Look at that young man. Look at that strapping young man. Put into a medically induced coma, put on a ventilator, and dead. Fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated dies of COVID. So the vaccine doesn't work, but yet they mandate the vaccine. Or did the vaccine kill him? Or did the hospital protocols kill him? I mean, I'm just at a loss, because none of this should be going on. None of this should be happening. I shouldn't have to cover this news. This should all be over with tomorrow. But it's not going to be. Sadly. So here's the headline from NTD News, and it's gone viral now. Gateway Pundit's picked it up. InfoWars has picked it up. More die from vaccine than from COVID in Taiwan. And here is the NTD News report.
In Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself. Taiwan's health authorities say that as of Monday, deaths after vaccination reached 865, while deaths from the virus are at 845. Vaccines currently offered in Taiwan include AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer BioNTech, and Taiwan's own vaccine, Medigen. Out of the 865 deaths after vaccination, over 600 were from AstraZeneca, and nearly 200 deaths after Moderna shot.
Now remember, they've come out and admitted now in the U.S. that there have been more deaths, quote-unquote, from COVID since the vaccine than before it. How is that possible? How do we have more COVID deaths after the vaccine than before the vaccine? You know.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast and get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're into the second hour now of the Alex Jones Show. By the way, Alex Jones en route, and I'm told he's going to be filing some emergency special reports once he gets back in studio. In just a mere hour or two. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to try to pile drive through all this news. If you're a radio listener that doesn't have that first 5 minutes, I just played the report out of Taiwan. More die after vaccination than from COVID in Taiwan. The NTD News reports, and it has all the data. It shows you all the numbers as well. You can find it at NTD.com. Or we played the report here. We're going to upload that to band.video. You can see it there as well. Let me just try to continue down here with the COVID-19 news and the vaccine news. I mean, the stacks of this stuff, it just never stops incoming. It's quite redundant. I understand that, but we're still in this. And so we're going to keep telling you how the vaccines aren't working, how the vaccines are killing people, how the hospitalization protocols are killing people. And, of course, this should all stand in the face against the vaccine mandates, but it seems not to have any impact at all. It's very odd to live in these times, is it not? It's very odd to live in these nonsensical, illogical, deceptive times. And, you know, I don't even want to get into it, but, folks, it's gotten so bad where... Well, I just don't even want to get into it. It's just like, imagine you're covering this, I'm covering this, Alex covering this, whatever. It's like, I'm just sitting here covering news. I'm sitting here playing video clips. I'm sitting here talking to doctors. I'm sitting here talking to people that have actually lost people from the vaccine. But I'll be deemed as crazy or I'll be deemed as some sort of threat because I just live in reality. Because I just cover news, because I just talk to dozens of doctors, because I just talk to victims of vaccines, and I just talk to victims of the hospital protocols. And there's a whole force out against me because of that. So it's like, okay, you're living in the Twilight Zone dealing with all of this, but then it's, oh, you're under attack. You're going to be persecuted for that. Is that intimidation to get me to shut up? Is that intimidation to make an example of people that tell the truth? So I'm going to continue down this road here. And then also, Mike Adams is going to have a bombshell exclusive report coming up in the fourth hour today. COVID relief funds distributed to cities and states require full compliance with the Biden vax mandates. Counties can use money to bankrupt and replace local businesses. And so that's the headline. It's even worse than that. Basically, what they've done here is they have synthetically shut down the free market economy on all aspects. So it's with the schools as well. You say, why are the schools
going along with all this medical tyranny, because they've been told by the Biden administration they will not get any more funding. They will be shut down. So you want to know why you hear about the mask mandates? You want to know why you hear about the vaccine mandates in schools and for kids? Because the government has said, we will stop your funding unless you force vaccinate and mask children. So now the government has decided it's our daddy, it's in charge of our lives, and it's going to run our lives now. The complete opposite of what America is supposed to be about. The complete opposite of what everybody, I mean, this should be against our very instincts and will and common sense and logic and reasoning, and yet somehow this is still the case. I don't know. This can't go on forever, folks. Now, as you know, InfoWars has been at the tip of the spear, the cutting edge, covering all of this, which quite frankly makes it even more frustrating, honestly. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. And as long as we're still here on air with your support, we will continue to spread the truth unlike anybody else out there. That's why we get banned more than anybody else out there. And attacked more than anybody else out there. And you have two more days right now to take advantage of these huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown, which the Biden administration is finally addressing because of all the outrage. So we'll cover that later. But we still have some of these supplements in stock and on a deep discount, like DNA Force Plus, 40% off, Brain Force Ultra, 25% off, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off, Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, 40% off. And Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. Limited supply of that. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You may also be thinking about emergency food supplies right now for good reason. Those are also available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's the best quality, the best price, a lot of different options for you. So you should go check that out at InfoWarsStore.com as well. The air filters, the water filters, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there. That keeps us on the air here. All right, let me just continue down this stack of the COVID and the vaccine news. The most vaccinated county or state in Ireland is Waterford, and you have 99.7% of Waterford adults have now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. They eclipsed that. They posted that number a month ago in September. Well, now here you are today, and Waterford now has the highest incidence of COVID in Ireland. So just like we saw in Israel, the number one most vaccinated country on earth, and then they had the number one most COVID cases on earth. Now, the same thing is happening in local counties and in areas in Ireland. Waterford, to be specific, the most vaccinated part of Ireland, now has more COVID cases than any other place in Ireland. Would any doctor care to explain that? Would any doctor care to report on that? Anybody in the mainstream news want to explain that or report on that? Probably not. It goes against their narrative. And yet, so it's just totally ineffective, not safe, and yet mandated. This is levels of clown world that you just never thought you'd experience. Hey, take this vaccine that doesn't work and that isn't safe, and it's mandated, by the way. So it doesn't stop COVID. It doesn't stop from spreading COVID. It doesn't stop you from catching COVID. It doesn't stop you from dying of COVID. It actually increases your odds of catching COVID or dying from COVID or ending up in a hospital, but take it anyway. Why? I'd love to hear the why. Well, we don't have to, do we? They just own us now. And you know, a lot of people have made out like bandits during this pandemic, including Apple and Microsoft, because now all government activity is done over Microsoft technology, and they've got their own little thing. So big tech's making billions of dollars during the pandemic, Facebook and the rest making billions of dollars as traffic is increasing on their website, and their tools are being utilized now more than ever because of everything going digital, because of the fear of the virus. And then you have this picture from the Mirror Haunting picture of iPads used by loved ones to say goodbye to dying COVID-19 patients. So all these hospitals also, they bought millions of dollars worth of Apple equipment and iPads and stands and all this stuff. So big tech, who controls the means of communication, they love this pandemic. They're making out like bandits. Everybody's buying their tech now, and the government has all this money in relief aid, and guess where it's going? Big tech. Facebook, Apple, Microsoft. So they love it. So, of course, they're going to control the means of communication. They want to keep this pandemic going. They want to keep the fears of this virus going. So, hell yeah, you buy more iPads with government money. You put more money into Zoom technology or Microsoft technology or Facebook digital technology. They love it. They don't want this pandemic to ever end. They're more rich and powerful than ever. So, well, maybe you can see your kid. But no, only if you've been vaccinated. New York City judge suspends dad's visit with kid over vaccination status. Totally sick. Totally deprived and depraved. Totally satanic.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Destruction, everything black and deadly and just end humanity. We hate humans. Take this vaccine that doesn't even work and that's killed at least 17,000 people in the U.S. already that we know of. We'll court-martial you if you don't. We'll fire you from your job if you don't. Paint it black. Total darkness, total misery, total death, total devastation. I work for Pfizer.
Oh, but see, not everybody at Pfizer is a bad guy. We have an unbelievable video. In fact, I mean, folks, this is just, again, I don't even know how to really handle this because InfoWars, and our humble crew here are in a position that I just can't even believe. Where are all the world leaders? Where are all the people in government? Where are the people in law enforcement? Where are the doctors? I mean, they're all out there. We can get them on the show, but it's like InfoWars, is it the head of the truth movement? Like, InfoWars is the only people in media that wants to get the world back to normal and stop living in the clown world? Like, we're the big voice of reason on there? So not everybody at Pfizer is a bad guy. We've got the video from band.video that we had to build because we're banned everywhere. You can go see it right now. And then we just keep adding other people to get banned, like LifeSite News. You know, they just don't want millions of babies to be killed. They just are against baby murder. So they get banned on the internet. So we have to give them a channel on band.video too. So you can go see it on LifeSite News. I mean, this video should be everywhere. It only has 83,000 views. Bombshell. Pfizer whistleblower says vaccine glows contains toxic luciferase and graphene oxide compounds. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I just can't come on air and calmly cover this stuff. I can't just calmly sit here and cover this stuff like it's okay or it's normal or, I'm just a radio host. I'm just a guy that reads news. I'm just giving you the news. No, I'm impacted by this too. I mean, it's just crazy. And you just sit here like a hamster on a wheel. So, again, not everybody at Pfizer is bad. Pfizer whistleblower is warning the world what's happening with these vaccines. She's a hero. And then you had that other lady who, I guess, did she work for Pfizer or Moderna? I can't remember, that Project Veritas caught on tape. And Project Veritas, she's sending out emails. She's sending out emails to the entire company saying, hey, stop talking about aborted fetal tissue in the vaccines. Nobody is supposed to know about that. That's our secret. Yes, we use dead baby parts for the vaccines, but nobody's allowed to know that. Yeah, we mandate these vaccines, but they're not allowed to know what's in it. How dare you? And the whistleblower makes her emails public, shares them with Project Veritas. Project Veritas sees that lady out on the streets, turns the camera on, and she runs like a cockroach.
She runs like a cockroach when the lights are turned on. Because that's what they are. Pfizer employee runs for dear life after being confronted by Project Veritas reporter. She's never run that fast in her life. Yeah, what are you running from? You're running from the truth. And that's the other thing. It's like, we shouldn't be struggling to win this information war. This is a layup. This should be a layup. We've got it all. Thanks to all the doctors we've had on. Thanks to all the other doctors. Thanks to Project Veritas. Thanks to all the whistleblowers. Thanks to other media outlets like Gateway Pundit and others. And yet we have to sit here and tear our hair out and just run on this wheel every day to try to win this info war, even though it's all out there. And someone said that there was something I said the other day that was really impactful and resonated with them. And that's, all these people that hate InfoWars or hate me or, want to see us destroyed or want to see us, the worst happen to us. Don't you get it? InfoWars can disappear off the face of the earth. Alex Jones and I can go tie ourselves to a tree and basically just rot away until we die. We could disappear. We could put cinder blocks on our feet, hop into the ocean, and you'll never hear from us again. Do you really think the world is going to be a better place? Do you really think InfoWars has anything to do with all the treachery and torment and BS that you deal with on a daily basis? You really think InfoWars is responsible for that? You really think Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or all of our other reporters and hosts and guests, you really think us disappearing is going to help you? You really think that that's the solution, is getting rid of us? Nothing will change. InfoWars can disappear off the face of the planet. We can tie cinder blocks to ourselves and hop into the Pacific Ocean. You'll never hear from us again. But don't worry. The world will still be as corrupt and even more corrupt than it was before we disappeared. And you'll sit there wondering what the hell is going on. I thought we got rid of the evil people at InfoWars. No, we're not the bad guys. We're not the ones that started the wars. We're not the ones that lied about weapons of mass destruction. We're not the ones that set up false flags. We're not the people in government that lie to you. We're not the scientists that make viruses in a lab that then get released and turn the whole world into a global government tyranny. That's not us. We're not the ones doing it. We're the ones that are standing against it. We're the ones standing in its way. So yeah, you really think, let's get rid of Alex Jones. Let's censor him off the internet. Let's get rid of that pesky InfoWars. Who do you think's bidding? Whose bidding do you think you're doing by getting rid of InfoWars? You're doing the bidding of the very corrupt establishment that you claim to be fighting. I need to move on here. I'm sorry. That's just a rant there. Alright, you know what? I'm going to come back and do that. But, I'm just going to come back and cover all that. But, here's the problem right here. I've got all these people that work for government entities and then either go right to the private sector, like Michael Taylor goes from Monsanto to the FDA. Oh, you wonder why Monsanto never gets in any trouble. You have Julie Gerberding, who goes from the CDC to Merck, Big Pharma. Oh, you wonder why Big Pharma never gets in trouble. Scott Gottlieb goes from the FDA to Pfizer. You know why Pfizer never gets in trouble and they get their vaccines mandated. You have Stephen Hahn, who goes from the FDA to Moderna. You have James C. Smith, who ran Reuters, now works at Pfizer. And you have Fauci, who's with the NIH, who works with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yeah, you wonder why these big corporations, big pharma, big agriculture, and all these people, and big media, you want to know why they never get in trouble for anything? Because they're all in bed with the government that's supposed to be watching them. And the list just goes on. But you notice, you don't see anybody from InfoWars on these lists, do you? No, you don't.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, that's back in stock. Also,
X2, deep breath crystal iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have down and out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I've got a lot of other big news that I got to cover here. And this COVID vaccine news is, quite frankly, just getting me to go a little crazy here. So I want to try to finish this up and move on. Thomas Massie just put out this hypothetical on Twitter, and I want to explain something here that if you've thought of something in your head, most likely some form of a government entity or the One World Government or the UN or whatever you want to say has thought of it too. So Thomas Massie puts out this hypothetical. He says, hypothetically, I believe if a person were to find a vaccine provider who would fake the administration of the vaccine, This would be an ethical form of noncompliance for both the provider and the receiver, legality notwithstanding. It would also be hard to prove this happened.
It would also be hard to prove this happened. You don't think that the administrators of this vaccine and the people that are making it mandatory haven't thought of that? Of course they have. Of course they have. That's why I guarantee you, and again, this is a conversation I should probably have with a doctor. Maybe we'll get one on the war room or something next week. In fact, we should probably do that because I got some questions that need to be answered now as we're learning more about this. But I guarantee you there's already something in that vaccine that they can trace in your blood that will let them know if you've actually had it or not. Guarantee it. And we already pretty much have that confirmed without them actually admitting it, where people have done blood tests on the vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated and all kinds of tests of vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. And it's easy to tell who's been vaccinated and who hasn't. And then when you have all these different scientists, whether it's in Germany or the United States, that have done deep research on the ingredients of the vaccine, just putting the juice under the microscope, and they find all kinds of foreign contaminants and all kinds of foreign objects and agents, and they just have no idea what it is. There's all kinds of theories about what they might be, but nobody really knows. So that's now in your body. That's now in your bloodstream. So it might not be a microchip or a tracking device. I'm not saying that. But it's something. It's something. So I guarantee you, the makers of this vaccine and the people that want to take over the world with medical tyranny, I guarantee you that they already know, they already have a way to find out if you've taken this vaccine or not. Yeah, there's just a report I did on the war room. Doctors shocked at blood test results from vaccinated individuals. We also uploaded the entire video on the War Room channel. It's got almost 500,000 views. It needs 10 million. And so they can already do blood tests on you with just normal blood test results. And they can find out just based off of stuff that would build an immune system. If you have a deficient immune system, then they know you've taken the vaccine. But that's just more of a scientific measurable, not necessarily an individual object or something that might be in the vaccine. There might be that too, because we've seen the microscopic images of the vaccine juice. So just understand, if Thomas Massie or you can think, hey, which is a pretty easy thought pattern, hey, why don't I just pretend to get the vaccine? Why don't I just find a doctor to pretend to get me the vaccine? Believe me, the mandators of this vaccine, everybody involved with it, they've already thought of that. And they already have a way around it. So they haven't fully exposed themselves on that yet, but they will. Someday they will. Someday when they do the mandates, and oh, someone in some situation says, yeah, I've taken the vaccine, and then they do a test to see if they've actually had it. And they'll say, nope, you didn't take the vaccine. We just tested your blood. You don't have what's in it. And then that'll be, that'll be a massive awakening when that happens. And I do believe that will happen eventually. Now, I want to go to a clip here of Biden, because this is just, it's just unbelievable that he would say something like this. But, you know, he's not all there, so I guess it makes sense. Here's Biden yesterday in clip 11. Talking about the vaccine mandates, but, you know, Biden said he wants to unite us. He doesn't want to divide us, but the vaccine mandates aren't meant to do that, really. Here he is in clip 18.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there. And companies and communities are setting up their stepping up as well to combat the misinformation. Southwest Airlines, at the head of the pilot, the head of the pilots union and its CEO, dismissed critics who claim vaccination mandates contributed to flight disruptions. School board members, religious leaders, and doctors across the country are fighting misinformation and educating people about the importance of vaccines. All these efforts are going to help us continue moving the dial to eliminate this disease.
Okay. Sorry, that's a 45-second clip that I've got to sit here and take notes on and boil down, because it's amazing how much misinformation and lying can come from Joe Biden in less than a minute. So first, he says mandates don't divide. What? A mandate doesn't divide. Even a logical, reasonable mandate would divide. Any sort of forced or coerced activity is going to divide. That is just inherent in mandates. So to sit here and say, hey, this mandate is not, it shouldn't divide. We shouldn't have another issue to divide us. That's exactly what it's going to do. Biden may or may not know that. He's barely even able to read off the teleprompter. He's barely even able to stand up for 5 minutes anymore. But to sit there and say, oh, this mandate won't divide us. Well, of course, it doesn't matter. Even if the mandate made sense, let alone mandates that are totally illogical, let alone mandates that are part of an experimental drug, let alone mandates for a drug that doesn't even work. Of course, mandates are always going to divide. So boom, right out of the gate in a 45-second clip. That's total BS. Then he makes the false equivalency of talking about misinformation. And he says, oh, we're doing, the mandate shouldn't divide, and it's because of misinformation on the internet. Total false equivalency. Any mandate is always going to have divisions and resistance. But then he somehow sidesteps that into saying, oh, this is because of misinformation on the internet. What misinformation? Notice how he doesn't cite any. They'll never cite the actual misinformation they're talking about because the misinformation is actually real factual information that they don't want you to see. Whether it's about ivermectin or whether it's about Fauci and Daszak and researching the gain of function. But of course, he's just reading off a teleprompter, but it's amazing how many lies you can cram into 45 seconds. Then, of course, he's stumbling and fumbling and bumbling through his words. And then he just blatantly lies about Southwest Airlines. Again, he didn't write that speech. He's just reading off a teleprompter. Can you believe how evil these people are, though, to do that to Joe Biden? Again, I'm not standing up for Joe Biden. I don't think he's a good person. But what a blatant lie to say that the Southwest Airlines problem is not because of vaccine mandates when they've admitted it and everybody knows it. That's like putting something on Biden's teleprompter that says, the sun rises in the west and sets in the east, and we're battling misinformation about that. The whole world knows that's a lie, but he's just reading off a teleprompter. So, I mean, it's almost a sit game that they're doing to Joe Biden at this point, making him tell these blatant lies for the public to hear. Saying, oh, the vaccine mandate was not the problem with the Southwest Airlines. Everybody knows that was the problem. The CEO came out and said as much. Multiple pilots have gone on record. Flight attendants have gone on record. And then he says, oh, it has nothing to do with the vaccine, and it's not meant to divide us, and we're battling misinformation. Lie, 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 lie. And yes, there is the video at Infowars.com where a bunch of workers on a construction site were told that it was 300 plus workers told that they had to have the vaccine or they'd lose their job. They all walked off the site. And then what happened? The foreman said, wait, come back. Fine. You don't have to take the vaccine. Fine. Forget it. No, we didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. Please. Of course, perhaps Biden, perhaps Fauci, perhaps the Democrats would have preferred they walked off the job, because then the economy could keep collapsing. Then the supply chain would keep collapsing. And now they're trying to prop up Pete Buttigieg, who's supposed to be responsible for all of this. Of course, he was just a plant. And I'll have more information on that coming up in the next segment as well.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Well, everything InfoWars forecasted is coming true. And the World Economic Forum has just released a video that just vindicates InfoWars, maybe even more than ever. And let me just say this before I pitch to the video, and I do have some B-roll of this, guys, if you just want to roll B-roll of clip 20. Honestly, there was so much of this, I just didn't even bother sending it all to the crew, but it's Switzerland, it's Italy, it's France, it's just all across the planet in Europe. Massive demonstrations, millions of people out in the streets against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, against the vaccine passports, against all of it. And it's in some places it's getting worse and more violent. In other places, the cops are saying, no, you have the right to do this. We're on your side. And they'll lay down their helmets and such. But the resistance to this is definitely on. But you see, there's a plan in place. And so the New World Order is not going to stop. They're not going to just end their plan for a one world government because of a bunch of peasants, as they see it, are out in the streets protesting. So I don't know what they're going to do in response, but they're definitely not going to relent. Doesn't matter that the world is rejecting it. Doesn't matter the world is ready to go back to normal and done playing COVID. They're never going to stop until their plan is complete for world government, population control, total tyranny by the year 2030. And they need this. So they're not going to stop just because we don't want it. They've been ready for this. They've been preparing for this. And then also, as a side note, in Lebanon, things are really reaching a fever pitch and really getting out of control in Lebanon, especially in Beirut. Guys, if you just roll B-roll of clip 22, where now there's just open gun rallies happening where thousands of men are taking to the streets fully armed, locked and loaded. As I'm perceiving as a message to their government to stop destroying their country. So this is the face-off of free humanity and citizens of planet Earth versus the one world, new world order, total tyrannical government. And I don't want to see it happen. I'd like to see us just stop this all today, tomorrow, and let's just get back to living life, living free, living prosperous, pursuing happiness. Let's stop playing COVID. Let's stop with the government tyranny wanting to run our lives. But sadly, I don't think my wish is going to come true. Now, this might be the most vindicative moment of vindication ever. This video from the World Economic Forum. And we could go back and show you clips, and we've done it of, you know, Alex Jones decades ago predicting this, or myself and others at the beginning of the pandemic predicting exactly this. And so it's kind of a weird thing where I think that we may delay their plans a little bit just because they don't want to prove us totally right. But eventually they have to come out and admit all of this is going on. So InfoWars will always be vindicated on all this stuff. So here is the latest video from the World Economic Forum totally vindicating InfoWars again. This was always the plan. COVID-19 passports, the mark of the beast, whatever you want. This was always the plan. This was always the agenda. We told you this was coming. Now here they are going public with it in the latest video from the World Economic Forum. This app could help revive global travel and large events during the pandemic, enabling people to visit countries, conferences, and sports events safely. Users will have their blood screened at an approved COVID pass laboratory before being issued with a secure QR health Visa code via their phone, which they can present at airline check-in, borders, or event entrances. The digital passport doesn't include tracing technology. Preserving data privacy while saving time and money. COVID passes creators say that by using blood test data, it is 100% reliable and could ensure only non-infectious people travel across borders while monitoring access to concerts, conferences, and pilgrimages. It uses real-time automated epidemiological data that could help countries manage future waves of COVID-19 or other epidemics without the need for a total lockdown. COVID Pass plans to launch in September. It commits to mandatory carbon offsetting for each of its passengers to preserve the environmental benefits of reduced air travel during the crisis. Global travel and tourism have been devastated by the pandemic. International arrivals are predicted to be down by 78%. Airline passengers' demand may not recover until 2024, while millions of jobs in tourism are at risk. The virus has pushed back events worldwide, including Olympics. But COVID Pass could help revive tourism and entertainment and make it safe from Uplink. So there you go. I don't know when they produced that video. It's the first time I've seen it. And I was trying to read off the things there, so that's why I kind of scrambled that one part. I was trying to keep up with the words in that video. But so there you go. Now, see, notice how they said they had to take your blood to prove it? See, they already had it in plan, folks. They already had it in plan. They already had a way to trade. The vaccine is just ceremonious, folks. The vaccine does nothing. That's just about the medical tyranny and setting the precedent that they can do whatever they want to your body. They can experiment on you, put whatever they want in you. That's all that is. It's really all about being inside of your body and now forcing you to give blood anytime you want to travel. And they just admit it right there in that video in the World Economic Forum. And so, see, that blood sample is going to be what it's really all about. It's not about your vaccine card or your vaccine status. It's about that blood sample. And that blood sample will make sure that you've taken all your necessary vaccines so that you can now have freedom to travel again. And again, the whole notion, and this is the biggest lie of all of it, that a pandemic or a virus has done this to a planet. Wrong. Wrong. Governments have done this to the planet. Corporations that have signed on with the governments have done this to the planet. None of this had to happen. Tourism never had to stop. Borders never had to be closed because of a virus. Vaccine passports were never necessary. Shutting down of businesses, shutting down of the economy, ending shipping, all this stuff. None of it had to happen. Zero, zilch, nada. None of it ever had to happen. Not a single one of it ever had to happen. And a virus didn't do it. A virus didn't beam down from the sky and say, I'm shutting down planet Earth. No, the government did this to us, and they're blaming the virus. The virus is their scapegoat. The virus is their tool. That's why they made it in a lab and released it. Oh, man. So you know what? Let's go to this in clip 19. There was a big rally in New York against vaccine mandates, and a lady got on the stage, got the microphone, and had some pretty choice words. And so here she is in clip 19.
This is war. Be prepared for war. You have to have it in your heart. You have to have it in your mind and your soul to be ready. Just like our military does, and they do it every single day. They don't think about, oh, I want to take a break today. No, they do it every single day, every waking moment. They're Minutemen. They get up and they go. We have to be Minutemen for freedom. We have to be Minutemen in New York City. We have to stand for this and believe it. The pettiness got to stop. The division has to stop. Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for us to fight internally, to be divided. We're not divided, we're united. By every race, color, religion, creed, we're united. And we have to walk by that, we have to talk by that, and our actions have to show it. We stand for our children, we stand for our educators, we stand for our healthcare workers. We stand for our law enforcement. I appreciate every single one of you. I know BLM. Yeah, BLM, they had their run amok. They destroyed the city last year. I don't claim that. But I do claim that you all put your lives on the line to protect us every single day. And I appreciate that. Guys, give it up for the NYPD. And just like the teacher said, he made a good point. Eventually, it's going to be a time that you're going to have to make a choice to serve your oath. And I am hoping in my heart that you guys serve your oath. And if you do, 100%, you have an army of freedom fighters that will protect you every single day. Whether we got to wait outside your home to protect you, whether we got to walk your kids to school because you're worried about somebody messing with them, we got your back 100%. Back to you all. We have to support them. We have to support our military. We have to support our city service who are going out there every single day that has stood up for what was right for them and their body and against what this mayor is trying to do to destroy us and divide us. We won't have it. We won't stand for it. I know damn sure I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not standing for division. God did not create division. God created us as one. Amen. Can I get an amen on a Sunday morning? Because this is Sunday, and maybe some of you didn't go.
So what do you think about that video out of New York City? All right, when we come back, we will be entering the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.